share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. So, recently, the religious affairs minister Datuk Idris Ahmad had discouraged people of the Islamic faith to not attend the upcoming Japanese Bon Odori festival. But, soon after, the Sultan of Selangor, Sultan Sharafuddin Idris Shah, ordered the Jabhatan Agama Islam Selangor, JAIS, to stand down and not prevent Muslims from attending as he sees no wrongdoing in allowing them to view the event. He even encouraged JAIS and Majlis Bandaraya Shah Alam, MBSA, to attend as well. Now, it appears that people are not too happy about the Sultan's decision, taking to social media to share their disagreement with his choices. Surprisingly, there were many backlash on the Sultan's decision. Others questioned why there is a need to have foreign cultural and religious events in Malaysia. Though, not everyone was upset. Some are rather pleased with the decision as they want to observe the festival. Long live the king. May Tuanku's state of Selangor and the people continue to prosper. Thank you Tuanku for your wisdom and Tuanku's efforts in fostering prosperity, sustainability and harmony in our state of Selangor. God willing, as long as it does not violate Islamic law, proceed Tuanku. Frankly, coming from the Sultan of Selangor, whatever His Highness says, we shall respect. What do you think? Do you agree with the Sultan's decision to allow the Japanese Bon Odori festival to go on undisturbed? Share your thoughts in the comment section. Also read, it's official. Malaysian government abolishes mandatory death penalty. Source. Hyperspeed, 123 RF source, Facebook 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 source, Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.